The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, August 25th. What to know about another controversial police shooting, this time in Wisconsin, as protesters demand action. Also, one man, two cases of COVID-19. We'll tell you about the first documented reinfection. Plus, the latest track of Tropical Storm Laura, the outage that made back to school especially difficult for some kids, and how the Powerpuff Girls are being reimagined for a new generation. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Outrage is growing over a police shooting of a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Protesters took to the streets for a second night in a row, and what started as a peaceful protest turned violent with some looting and fires downtown. The AP reports protesters threw bottles and shot fireworks at law enforcement, and police fired tear gas at hundreds of people in the crowd. The Wisconsin National Guard has been deployed. It comes after a graphic video of the shooting captured from across the street has been circulating online. It appears to show police officers shooting Jacob Blake in the back as he was getting into his SUV. Blake's partner told several media outlets the couple's three young children were in the back seat of the SUV at the time. A family attorney told reporters Blake, who is 29, is now in serious but stable condition in the hospital. At this point, police have not released many details, saying only that the officer who shot him was responding to a domestic incident, though it's not clear if Blake had anything to do with it. Protesters are demanding the officers involved be arrested. As of this morning, they're on administrative leave, which is normal protocol. For now, they're not facing charges, but the state's Department of Justice is investigating. Wisconsin's governor called the shooting an example of excessive force, and he's calling for a special legislative session so state lawmakers can start discussing police reform. Meanwhile, in Lafayette, Louisiana, protests continued for a third straight day in response to a deadly officer-involved shooting there. Police shot Trayford Pellerin over the weekend because they say he had a knife, walked away when officers tried to talk to him, and then tried to run into a convenience store. Police opened fire outside the store, and Pellerin died shortly after. The ACLU has called the shooting an inappropriate and excessive use of force by police. The mayor defended the shooting, though, saying Pellerin was acting threatening. For now, Louisiana State Police are investigating. Well, for the first time, scientists have documented a case of someone getting COVID-19 twice. The patient lives in Hong Kong and tested positive for COVID-19 4 months after his first infection. The good news? He only had mild symptoms the first time and no symptoms the second time. It's a bit discouraging for scientists who had been hoping immunity for this virus would last at least a little bit longer than 4 months. But experts told Stat News this could be an outlier and more research is needed to know how common reinfection could be. Even still, the fact that the man had a milder case the second time might mean his immune system provided at least a little more protection. The Republican National Convention kicked things off with the most important matter of business. President Trump and Vice President Pence were officially nominated for re-election. Trump will formally accept that nomination Thursday night as the grand finale for the RNC. But the president is also taking an unusually active role this year and speaking every night of the convention. Yesterday, he appeared in a video with frontline workers like nurses, a truck driver, and a police officer. He thanked them for helping the nation get through the coronavirus pandemic. Then they did the same, praising the president for his leadership. There were two other high-profile speakers last night, Senator Tim Scott, who shared his own story of progress possible in America, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who said Trump's challenger Joe Biden would be bad for foreign policy, particularly in Iran and China. Tonight, we'll hear from First Lady Melania Trump and two of the president's children, Eric and Tiffany Trump. Also on the speaker list for night two, a Catholic high school student who sued CNN and The Washington Post for defamation, a woman whose son was killed by an undocumented immigrant in a drunken driving crash, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking from Israel. While many Republicans are working to drum up support for President Trump this week during the RNC, there are also some GOP members publicly siding with the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden. A group of more than two dozen former GOP members of Congress joined the Republicans for Biden movement, and the former chairman of the RNC, Michael Steele, joined a group of anti-Trump Republicans called the Lincoln Project. So far, no response from President Trump. More hurricane watches are in effect along the Gulf Coast of the U.S. The National Weather Service expects Tropical Storm Laura to strengthen into a hurricane today. Then by tomorrow or Thursday, it could pose a serious threat to the coasts of Louisiana and Texas, bringing winds over 100 miles an hour, heavy rain, and flash flooding. Right now, the forecasts show Laura will make landfall as a Category 2 or 3 hurricane. The current path shows it will hit somewhere near Galveston, Texas, or further east near Morgan City, Louisiana. As of early this morning, Laura was moving past Cuba as a tropical storm, and over the weekend, Laura was responsible for at least 24 deaths in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. By the way, Tropical Storm Marco did make landfall in Louisiana yesterday, but it did not have a huge impact. Winds were about 40 miles an hour, which is pretty normal for a small tropical storm. The biggest issue with Marco is that it brought a lot of rain to the area, which made it more difficult for people in Texas and Louisiana to prep for Laura. Stay tuned for updates. We have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Native. I believe in having clean, natural options for what I put on my body, especially when it's part of my daily routine. And that's why I love Native. Native deodorant uses ingredients you've actually heard of, and it still works for odor protection for both men and women. In fact, I love every scent I've tried so far. Coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, and cucumber and mint. And I'm so excited to try more. Native also offers seasonals. Right now, you can get 4 summer scents inspired by different areas around the country, like coastal oak and amber, sweet peach and nectar, and more. You can even get some of the scents plastic-free, made from 100% paperboard, as Native works to provide sustainable packaging for all of their products by the end of 2023. So go to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout to get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now back to the news. New federal data shows the number of children in foster care is going down in the U.S. The new report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services showed about 424,000 kids in foster care as of last year. And that's a big improvement since back in 2012, the number was 100,000 more kids in the system. While the report shows there are still too many kids placed into foster care because of things like parental neglect and substance abuse, some are at least finding new, safe, permanent homes. A record number of kids were adopted out of the child welfare system in 2019, and more than half of those 66,000-plus adoptions were carried out by foster parents. Just as schools around the world started relying on Zoom for online learning again, the video conferencing app is having some new problems. Zoom would not work for a lot of people in the U.S. and in Europe for about 2.5 hours yesterday. Some users were not able to load the Zoom website, and others could not host or join scheduled meetings. The Wall Street Journal reports the outage impacted the first day of the fall semester for Atlanta public schools. It also impacted classes at University of Notre Dame and Michigan State University. The problem has apparently now been fixed, but a search of complaints on Twitter shows some users are demanding an explanation. At this point, Zoom has not said what caused the issue, but the CEO did apologize, saying the company will do its best to prevent that from happening again. Two major airlines are stepping up their cleaning protocols even more to try and ease travelers' fears about flying. First, American Airlines announced it's the first airline that will start using a spraying solution called SurfaceWise 2 that's specifically meant to kill the virus. It's supposed to be better than your average disinfectant and be effective for up to a week after a single application. This one actually carries an electromagnetic charge, making it stick to surfaces better. The EPA gave American Airlines emergency approval to use this, and the agency will then study whether or not it actually works on planes, and if it does, that same solution might be used elsewhere, like in schools. Meanwhile, Delta just announced it's doubling its cleaning crew staff to handle pre-flight pit stops. An executive told Reuters the larger staff will help clean surfaces like tray tables and restroom door handles between each flight. With all of that said, it's important to note the CDC says the most common way people get COVID-19 is from coming into close contact with someone else who has it, especially if that person sneezes, coughs, or shouts. Contaminated surfaces can also spread the virus, but it's less likely. So all major airlines have also been requiring masks, and some, Delta, JetBlue, and Southwest, are also making sure middle seats stay empty to help passengers physically distance. The world is about to be in for some more Sugar Spice, Everything Nice, and Chemical X. We're talking about a new Powerpuff Girls reboot reportedly in the works. Variety says a live-action version of the classic Cartoon Network series is now in development at the CW. It says in this version, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup are now 20-somethings who resent having lost their childhood to crime-fighting. No word yet on the release date. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. Today's trivia question is, who would win in a long-distance race, a cheetah or a greyhound? You can answer this week's question in our Instagram Stories quiz that will be posted this morning, so find and follow us and play along on Instagram at NewsworthyPod. As for last week's question, which celebrity's real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta? The answer is Lady Gaga. So where does the stage name Lady Gaga come from? In a 2010 interview, Lady Gaga said it came about when her music producer told her she reminded him of the famous Queen song, Radio Gaga. But there's some controversy behind this. That producer and ex-boyfriend sued her for more than $30 million, saying she owed him for her success since he came up with the name, though he eventually dropped the case. Lady Gaga told Rolling Stone she deeply identifies with her stage name in part because she was an outsider in her teen years. Shout out to Shane R, Goalie K, Carla P, and everyone else who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for making the Newsworthy part of your routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.